Welcome to the Water Tower Hour. I'm your host, Tim Regan, Head of Business Development at Water Tower Research. In the show today, we're going to discuss the day-long Furniture Furnishings Conference that took place on January 17th, featuring 8 furniture companies from suppliers to manufacturers to retailers. To do this, I'm joined by 2 special guests, Bud Bugatch, the Head of Consumer Hardlines, and Rex Henderson, Senior Research Analyst at Water Tower Research. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you, Tim.
Glad to be here.
So, Bud, I think a good way to start is to remind our audience a little bit about yourself and your background.
Sure, Tim. I was a practicing sell-side analyst for 20-some years at Raymond James, before that at another firm in the Mid-Atlantic. And before that, I owned and operated 8 residential furniture stores. And before that, too much education.
So Rex, how about a little bit about your background as well?
Well, yeah, I joined Bud on the sell side about 20 plus years ago. I started with as a research associate on Bud's team, and I became an associate analyst, had a little bit of coverage of my own. And before that, I was a newspaper reporter and also got too much education. Not quite at Bud's level, but you know, a lot of it. And then I was a business reporter for a number of years. And then I got into the sell side with Bud at Raymond James 23, 24 years ago.
Wow, that's great. So Bud, getting to the conference, you know, what do you think it accomplished for the companies to start there?
Yeah, for the companies, we were attempting to focus attention on the furniture and furnishings industry and companies, and really across a variety of different types of companies, and also with some of the industry issues, one technology and one a marketing issue. And I think that's what it accomplished. It did that. It's been well received from the reports we've had from really a significant audience that we were able to attract live, and another audience that we've been able to attract on the replay. So that for the companies, that's what it achieved. For investors, what I think it achieved is it gives them a better understanding of this industry. This industry is tied to the economy in both sides of the industry, and actually in all sides of the industry, the retail, the manufacturing for residential, and the manufacturing for commercial contract furniture. And I think the investors got to understand that these are real companies with real sales, real profits, real cash flows, good balance sheets. And they're not always top of mind for investors, because they tend to be either small cap or mid-level capitalization, and not always with the greatest of liquidity. But it was a real I think good way for investors to get understanding of a significant group of companies.
Yeah, definitely an area that's underfollowed. So we appreciate you putting it together and the team doing that as well. What impressions did you guys get from on the state of the industry is another way to go?
Well, we feel like the industry is finally entering a period of normalcy for the first time since before the pandemic. You know, from the spring of 2020 until really into the first half of 2023, the industry went through just some wild swings in both demand and their supply chains and inflation, that just was bordered on chaotic. They got very sharp spikes in demand that they couldn't fulfill because the supply chain wouldn't allow them to. Input prices spiked. You know, we heard stories of input prices spiking up to 40%. And so they got a lot of business during that period, particularly on the residential side, but they didn't make any money. A lot of demand that they couldn't fulfill at prices they couldn't match. So beginning in the kind of the last half of 2023 and entering 2024, things appear to be kind of normalizing. The inflation's down. The supply chain issues are fixed. The labor force seems to be relatively stable. And demand seems to be it's down. It's kind of scraping along the bottom in terms of end demand right now for both the residential and the commercial side of the business, but it doesn't seem to be getting any worse. We think we're kind of bouncing along the bottom here in terms of end demand, but business is profitable now for maybe the first time in a couple years. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah, it's interesting to see the transition. It has been a painful transition since COVID or even during COVID. So it's good to see that the industry is bouncing back a little bit. What do you hear about the health of the customers for the furniture industry, you know, starting with, you know, residential customers?
Well, residential customers are actually, they're pretty liquid. They have money, but they're not very interested in furniture right now. You know, the principal driver of residential furniture demand is changing houses. When you move, you need new furniture for a new space. And typically, if you sold a house, you have some capital to buy it with. So the first 18 months to 24 months after people move is when they're most likely to make major furniture purchases. And because housing turnover has slowed so much, that demand is just not there right now. But the customers have jobs, they have cash, they have liquidity. So it's kind of a mixed bag there.
And what about for the commercial customers out there?
Well, they're also normalizing, if you will. And it's really kind of a tale of the C-suite and the associates of companies. You see many, many stories where the CEOs and the leaders of particularly of businesses would like to have their associates back in the office several days a week at a minimum. What came about during COVID was what was called a hybrid model, where people were in the office for a couple of days a week and at home a couple of days a week. Early on in that particular model, there was pushback from the associates. They said, well, we're more productive at home. Well, quite frankly, that's probably a stretch. But over the last couple of months, we're starting to see that get more and more play, and more companies are requiring their associates to be back in the office 1, 2, or 3 days a week at a minimum. There's also a dichotomy across the country, because in the smaller markets, and we saw this played out by some of the presentations at the conference, the smaller markets are actually getting back to work faster and better. And so the metropolitan markets have been a little slower, and for obvious reasons, but we're seeing that return and better strength really in some of the smaller, not rural, but smaller markets where it's not quite as cosmopolitan.
Thank you for that. And what should investors watch to understand the prospects for furniture companies in the future?
Well, on the retail side, you know, you watch housing turnover. Existing home sales are a pretty good indicator. And when you're looking at the individual companies, you should look at the activity rates. What are the order rates for the companies? In addition to just what they're selling in each individual period, look at the traffic in the stores, look at the number of orders they're getting, the magnitude of the orders. That's really what you're looking for the residential side. Bud, what do you think on the commercial?
Well, similar. You need to start looking at the order book, and you hear what the companies say about orders. We do get from the public commercial contract companies, we get typically orders, and we get backlog that shows what's not been delivered, and that shows you that the supply chain constraints that they faced over the last couple of years are minimized. Backlogs have come down, particularly domestic backlogs, because they've been filled. So you're really looking for companies to rebuild their backlogs with higher orders. Typically, it takes somewhere between 6 to 8 weeks to deliver a commercial contract order. And in a 13-week quarter, you can see that play out by, you know, something a little bit more than half of the week's worth of orders get delivered. As that backlog grows, then you have a really more, a much more healthy, healthy industry and healthy company. So the other thing to look for in the commercial companies, and we ask this question pretty much every time we talk to a CEO, is what are you hearing from your customers? Because the CEOs and the C-suite executives in this industry really stay close to their organizational, their customers, and they are told what they're seeing. One of the things that I want to see is in the part of the year, we're going to see a trade show, and I want to see them really see if there's new product coming online that talks about new ways that offices may get configured. Because what will happen is that will entice younger people to come back to the office without as much of the pushback that's been noted in some of the trade media.
Very helpful. Thank you for that. And just to kind of wrap things up here, any final thoughts on the conference, the industry, and kind of any other outlook you guys might have?
Yeah, I'll take that. I think that what we originally told our participating companies, and some that couldn't participate for schedule reasons or other reasons, is that we'd like to do this on a periodic basis. We think it's a useful exercise for the companies and for the investors, and we've had a lot of take up on that. People think that's a pretty good idea. This is a relatively painless and easy way for investors, both institutional and individual investors, to learn about the industry. And when we do the presentations or the time slots, we can do it with questions, and it's a relatively painless exercise for them to talk about it. All of these managements, they know their companies and they know their industries very, very well. And if you can get them talking about it, it really imparts a great deal of information. So I hope people listening to this will be mindful of that and look out for the next invitation, which hopefully will happen sometime in maybe 4 to 6 months from now.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. I think it was a lot of great insights. And like you said, a lot of great information you wouldn't be able to get just talking to the companies on their earnings calls or even just reading through the reports. So thank you again to Bud and Rex for being here. Thanks again for the time, gentlemen.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can find all of their research at watertowerresearch.com. Click on the sectors tab and scroll down to the consumer hardlines tab. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and we'll see you next week.
The views expressed in this podcast may not necessarily reflect the views of Water Tower Research, LLC, aka WTR, and are provided for informational purposes only. The Water Tower Hour may not be distributed or reproduced without written consent of Water Tower Research and should not be considered research nor recommendation. WTR is an investor relations firm, not a licensed broker, broker-dealer, market maker, investment bank, underwriter, or investment advisor. Additional disclaimers can be found at watertowerresearch.com.